Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, I ain't got to explain to y'all what day it is. Y'all did y'all thing all damn week. So, all right, it's Friday Night Live. We're not going to waste no time. We're going to set the groove for the weekend right now. Check it out. This is Sean Paul. We're going to do some reggae tonight. It's called Volcano. Monstrous Radio.
Blind girl when you whine it too. Check out this shape, no shame in that. My girl gotta let you know. Anytime when you pass, I'm a city top class. My girl, my loving it go. When you tip on your toe and you take it low, girl, you're causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire, causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire, causing a volcano. I love, love the way how you're moving, girl. Love, love the way how we're grooving. Show me you're ready for the cruising. Good loving, we ain't losing. And when you do the thing, come and tell you right now. Split on the floor and show them how. Your technique is outstanding and the way how you act, girl, you're causing a volcano. Bet you move me inside of your show. Me and the director, you know that go. When you get the good thing from me, girl, watch out because you're causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a what? Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a what? Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Causing a volcano. She bets it time in a waste it. Tied empty gun is a show. Any winner chase it. Time to release it. Cause you don't know we are pro. Anytime when you pass me, you see the fat ass. My girl, my loving it go. When you tip on your toe and you take it low, my girl is a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a what? Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a what? Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Causing a volcano. I love, love the way how you're moving, girl. Love, love the way how we're grooving. Show me you're ready for the cruising. Good loving, we ain't losing. How are you do the things, so me tell you right now. Split on the floor, girl, and show them how. Your technique is outstanding and the way how you act, girl, you're causing a volcano. Bet you move me inside of your show. Me and the director, you know that go. When you get the good thing from me, girl, watch out because you're causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a what? Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Causing a volcano. Girl, your body hot like a what? Body hot like a lava. Girl, your body hot like fire. Causing a volcano.
Hi, Friday Night Live, trying to get y'all ready for the weekend. We hope y'all got something going on, because ain't nothing like having cabin fever. That's worse than the coronavirus. I'm just saying, yeah, it is what it is. So, all right, y'all, don't forget today's show has been brought to you by the Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable, E. to the K. You can find her book and links for her at Monstars Crew at monstarsradio.com. Picasso painting, Elite Sway Management, and if you want to put your expressions on your chest, call Monster US Apparel, and we'll make sure that whatever you want to express is boldly across your chest. So, all right, y'all, I'm DJ E. Monster. You know what I do. I do the ones and twos around here, and we got Miss Unbelievable, who does our entertainment news. Just checking with her right quick. So how you doing tonight, Mama? You ready for your weekend?
Oh my gosh. I'm doing good.
You sound a little muffled.
Can you hear me now?
No, you sound a little better.
Oh, snap.
Maybe.
I said I'm doing good. Happy it's a weekend.
Right, right. Everybody done did everything they had to do all week, and that's the next move is to relax, kick up, and enjoy yourself, and you know, enjoy your check. It's Friday. Well, not for everybody, but you get what I'm saying. So let's see, we got some hot music for y'all tonight. We got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Who knows what can go on a Friday night, because there are no scripts. This is a live show, so, hey, you can participate, 563-999-3411. You got a club you going to tonight, let us know, and we definitely going to check that out. So, you got enough energy in you to tell us about who's on the chop block tonight, who's bumping who, who's getting fat? Hello.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So, we got Corey Friedman, Felderman. We got some Kawhi. We got an update with Pop Smoke. Cardi B, and will they ever find a vaccination for the coronavirus? That's for
okay.
tonight.
That's what's on the chat block. That's what's on the chat block. It's going to be a good one. I want to hear about that one. They going to find a cure for the coronavirus. Shit, the measles and chickenpox have been around for years. We going to see what they going to do. All right, y'all, that's the who's bumping who, who's getting fat for tonight. If you know anything about these topics we're talking about, call in. It's a gossip show. You dig? You don't have to be on point. We prefer it. But it is a gossip show, so we're going to ask questions. But for now, we're going to jump back into this music to help you feel the vibe. That's what the music's about, to help you warm up for this conversation. This is My Oh My. This is featuring DaBaby. This is Camila Cabello on a Friday Night Live.
DJ, he likes a good time. He comes alive at midnight. My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but a little bit older, a black leather jacket, a bad reputation, insatiable high.
Turn on the daddy, the baby, make her forget what she learned from her dad. I don't be tripping on this shawty, I let her do whatever she please. I don't be kissing on this shawty, she don't be kissing on me either. She came with you and left with me, I went up a point, let's call it even. Don't like the car, she ain't gonna end up buying her new Demon. That girl know what she wants, she make me take it off if she see me. She say I make her wet whenever my face pop up on TV. I had to say no disrespect, gotta do it safer, you can keep it. Pop star, I'm fresh about the trap and I'm going fever. She know I'ma call the way, she can drop a pin and I can come meet her. Stand next to me, you gon' end up catching a fever. I'm hot.
Bye. anything, but
wow, looks like I got a couple minutes to spare before we get into the entertainment news, and we just gonna do it like this right here.
What is that?
Friday Night Grooves, Beyonce.
You make me happy. This you can bear. You split right beside me, yeah. And I won't forget. And I really love you. You should know. I wanna make sure I'm right, boy, before I let go. Now we had a good time that we can say. We heard in each other, yeah. And boy, it's a shame. I won't be foolish, no. I wanna know. I wanna make sure I'm right.
Tonight, we give y'all conversation to help y'all on dates. Yep, to help you on your date, give you something to conversate about so you don't just be like on some corny shit just talking about your damn self. So, all right, we got Miss Unbelievable here. It's about time to get in this Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. Where are we going to start at tonight, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
All right, we're going to start with Corey because we just got through talking about the stupidest things that they do at the airport. So guess who gets detained at the airport? That will be Corey Feldman for carrying a taser. They found the Corey's carry-on. It looks like a gun. They posted on social media as a warning for the people in the future that it's against the rules to bring a taser. He allegedly tried to bring a taser on the airplane in New York, and he almost got arrested. I don't know if y'all know, he's from the Goonies. He's from a couple other films. He was detained at LaGuardia Airport with it on him at a checkpoint with security. We're told Corey always travels with a taser. He normally puts it in his checked luggage. He took it to England and Canada with no issues, but remember, he had it on him until it was too late. Sources say he went through SA. TSA swooped in and detained him. It's illegal to have a taser in with your carry-on. The mix-up proof, Corey wasn't arrested. We were told he was buying some luggage to pack the taser and check it, but missed his flight. So he was able to state his case. Now, everybody ain't able to do that, but he was able to state his case. So.
Right. I guess he's still a really good actor. I'm just saying. Because I'm the type of person, if I was TSA and I knew you was an actor, I wouldn't believe a damn thing you said to me. I'm going to keep it 100. You could break down and cry in the middle of the goddamn screening machine. I would not believe anything you told me. Not to say that, you know, that actors can't tell the truth, but if they real good actors, you don't know whether they're telling the truth or not. So I guess he was a really good actor that day, but I guess it kind of goes to show you. Now, didn't we just do some stuff last week with people getting on planes with pistols?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Corey don't want no smoke. He got on with a taser. I'm just saying, Corey don't want no smoke. But a taser, bro, you might as well just learn kung fu or karate. I'm gonna keep it one. You might as well learn kung fu. What you gonna do with a taser? I mean, unless it's somebody skinny like me, okay, it might work a little bit, but I'm still going to belt your ass with something because you got to get close. You might as well learn how to just fight. Come out with a taser. I've been done stabbed in the neck with a pencil. I'm just saying. But I guess some people just ain't about that smoke.
But the part that gets me, though, is England and Canada had no problem with it. They had no problem. It's just us in America who has the problem with him having that in his carry-on. It was no issue. So if I'm getting past Canada, hey, I'm good. If I'm getting past England, hey, I'm good. And then when you hit home, you be like, I ain't good? What is that saying about America?
That we on top of our game. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck if it's Corey or not. You better not let him on my motherfucking plane with a taser. Come on, man. No, I know I just said what a taser going to do, but a taser could do some damage on a plane. Even a pilot walked by and been all stuck his ass in the neck or something. Nah, that's a weapon. That goes to show how good America is and how bad Canada and London is. Like, can you imagine that? I mean, I'm not trying to diss Canada or London because I got to go there soon. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, look at it. Somebody on the plane with a taser.
True.
That's all I'm going to say. I told them you can't get on with three lighters. You can't get on with a butane lighter, but you can get on with a taser. I love America. Just don't like our president. It is what it is. Friday night, we don't give a fuck about
and
your feelings.
We don't care for he'll be a president again. I'm just saying. Allowing tasers on the airplane. I'm just saying. So, y'all know I always do something with the sports, right? So, Kawhi Leonard rocks his own jersey on vacation in Cabo. So, forget laying low on vacation. Kawhi Leonard strolled around Cabo in his own jersey during the NBA All-Star break. The LA Clipper superstar was down in Mexico, and he just had with his girlfriend. He just had it on, like, what? Look at me. Mostly they noticed his dope tank, which featured one of his favorite slogans, Don't Be Mad, as well as his own jersey number and name. Yeah, that's a baller's move. He enjoyed Mexico like somebody else, we know. He's no stranger to taking time off. But he always wears his jersey when he goes out of town, Barbados. He lets people know that even though I'm on vacation, y'all gonna know who I am.
Right, right. Well, hey, I mean, that's great for his fans. You know what I mean? They don't have to be guessing, like, is that him or not? Because, like you said, like, most celebrities, they be trying to hide. They be
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've actually seen, like, some major celebrities in person. They like, what's up, man? But just don't tell nobody because they're going to start going crazy. Da-da-da. So for a guy to walk around with his jersey on, like, this is me, boom, 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 I imagine that's got to be, like, you know, a great thing. You going, you and Cabo, like, is that the real? Can you imagine that? Like, seeing, I'm going to say it, you know, because of, you know, the whole thing going on. But can you imagine seeing Kobe Bryant walking down the street in his Kobe jersey?
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? That's definitely going to turn your day around for a hot moment.
Yeah, but that lets you know that at all times, support your brand. Support who you are. Like, if you got a business or if you play sports, if you do something, it's okay to support who you are. If you need it made, you can go to Monster US Apparel. Let us know. We can make it for you. But it's like, do that, you know? And if you feel comfortable doing that, do that. I'm pretty sure he has bodyguards around him, and I'm pretty sure other people do have bodyguards around them. It's your way of saying, hey, get this. It's your own walking advertisement so you can have that money come to you. Seriously.
Now, that's a good question right there. That's one question. I don't know how to answer that. If they actually make direct sales from their jersey.
If they make their own, they can. His is custom with his own stuff on there.
I don't know. There's legal technicalities in there when it comes to football players, and that's why they were so mad about them not being able to show their face. Why? Because I believe the NFL owns most of the rights on them jerseys. So when you buy a jersey, you're not buying. When you buy a Kobe Bryant jersey, you're not buying a jersey from Kobe. You're buying it from the corporation, NFL. You know what I mean? So he may not see none of that money. It could be part of his contract where we'll say he gets so much money and they get the revenues from his shirts or his merchandising. Or it could be another way where they say, well, we'll give you this much and we'll give you a percentage of your merchandising.
Yeah.
But for him to just wear his shirt, I'm not for sure if he can make his shirt even because there's a thing on it with their names on the back. Like, I can make a Viking.
I don't think it was
jersey,
like. I don't think
but
it was
I can't
like his
put
actual
moss on the back.
Jersey. I think it was something that was like it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it
right,
was his
right.
actual jersey that
yep.
he's playing in. I think it was a jersey
right.
that he owned, like his own brand that he owns. You know what I mean? So
it
had his stuff on there, but it had his own slogan on there. Like be on my way or something like I went, and
mm-hmm.
it's
right.
just not they stuff, but it's his number, him in it, represent his own stuff. So, and I think they can get their own percentage. It's almost like you buy the shirts and got the NBA and your name on the back, and if you want to do something different, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what
mm-hmm.
he's doing. They're just saying he wears it proud and ain't afraid, you know, like other people.
Right. Okay, that's big. So, yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother revenue, especially if he's got his own brand. And sometimes that's what it be about, people. When you're building your brand, you got to do it the best way you can. Like, here's an example. Like, some people was wondering why I was going to try to take a job. I think it was like at a, what was it? It was a cashier job somewhere, like Aldi's or like it was something I can't remember. And most people's like, man, you're a boss. Why would you do that? Why? Because you're not paying attention. As long as I can stand at that cash register with my logo brand shirt on, you get what I'm saying? How many people pass through there every day looking at my brand and my logo? I should be paying them $15 an hour to stand there. You get
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just don't
sure.
take a job like McDonald's where they give you a shirt. I was just saying, it won't work that way. I tried that. It won't work that way.
Won't. You tried it. You already know how they get down.
Exactly. I'll be researching. So, all right. What else we got on the chop blog?
All right. We have... Pop Smoke's family reeling, you know, about the investigation that's going on. You know, so they are really, like, not happy with the results of the investigation. So Pop Smoke's tragic death, as we know, was a shock to the family. And they're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? So they're joining in an investigation. They went to the hospital to see how he got shot, what was going on there. They're like, what's up with the loss? They have no clue that he had any enemies in L.A. They also don't believe someone would have followed him from New York to L.A. is what they're speculating as well. And sources tell family that they're questioning families and friends at Hollywood Hills before, and they're gathering evidence. They want to see the footage themselves because they're saying that it ain't making sense. He's never that careless is what they was trying to say. And he was focused on promoting his new stuff, Drop Tape. His new album was coming in March. He was going on tour. Whoever killed him that day, they're still in investigation mode, and they still got answers, and they don't have answers for them.
Right. Wow. I think it's definitely not a random situation. You know what I mean? It's not where somebody was just like, hey, walking down the street, hey, let's run up in this house, or, you know what I mean, something like that. Somebody knows something, and there's a
problem.
Well, obviously, there's got to be a strong motive behind it to take somebody's life, where the initial motive may be mediocre or, you know, something real. Definitely that's not something random. I disagree, but I guess I can't really disagree on a situation and about people I don't know, but I'm just saying there's people that would travel the whole nation to catch you. So
yeah,
I'm saying, like, oh, it wouldn't be somebody's not going to travel from New York to da-da-da. They may be right, but it does happen. It does happen. So until you find out who it is, I wouldn't say who it's not.
Right, because it could be somebody that you know, family and friends,
right.
You know. But like I was saying yesterday when we were talking about it, it was somebody, because you just ain't going to let anybody, like, you have a sense of someone following you, or you should have a sense, you know, of who it is, and you should know your lifestyle. And so if they're saying that he really didn't get into nothing, then you got to ask yourself, then what? You know, really ask you, because when you start asking the right people, different answers start coming out.
Mm-hmm.
When you start, well, was he doing this? Was he doing that? You get different answers from different people. And you be like, wait, what? My son was what? He did what?
Right.
Half the time, we don't know who we be around half the time, because some people may be one way around you and one way around somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes family got to accept how their child is when they ain't around you. Especially if you ain't asking questions and all you seeing now is the dollar sign.
Right. Yeah, because there's so many angles that can come from. Shit, it could be an investor. Yeah. You never know. Some people, why would it be an investor? Why would they kill their investment? Why? Because, like you say, he's about to drop an album. He's going to do all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. He's popular. And let's keep it, I shouldn't say keep it 100, but let's just say this. Right now, one of the biggest promotions is somebody dying.
And that is so sad. Absolutely.
It is.
And that is so sad.
It is.
Because your life is better. Your life is worth more dead than alive. You're more valued dead than alive. Come on. That's so backwards. How did we get there? How are we there in life where you can respect me more dead than you can in your face? Sitting down at your dinner table eating your food like breaking bread? Are you serious? You gotta celebrate my death, me mourning, me in the grave. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
All right,
next.
Moving along.
Next one. Yep, Cardi B. Woman suing for assault, allegedly violent Cardi's privacy. Cardi B is being sued for allegedly assaulting, striking, and spitting on a female security guard. But witnesses say it differently and feels Cardi B was the one wrong. The woman named Imani Ellis filed a lawsuit against Cardi Friday in Los Angeles. She's saying that this happened on February 24, 2018. Ellis alleges Cardi maliciously smacked her in the head, face, and body. Ellis, who says she's African-American, also claims Cardi spit on her and used profanity and racial slurs. This all went down in a medical building. An eyewitness tell us that Cardi had just left an appointment and the security guard approached Cardi trying to record or take photos of her. We're told that Cardi asked her to stop because she didn't want to be recorded in a doctor's office. It's also worth noting this is when Cardi had not revealed her pregnancy yet. The date of the incident indicates she would have been about 4 months pregnant with Culture. The witnesses tell the security guard got upset and she and Cardi, who didn't have security with her at the time, didn't get into an argument, were told a staffer ran out and got in between them, and things never got physical and there was no racial slur. Well, according to the lawsuit, Cardi then used her celebrity status to get the girl fired from her job as a security guard. A rep for the medical business tells that Cardi doctor and patient coordinator was the ones who got the guard fired because they both thought the guard had violated Cardi's privacy. Cardi didn't give the permission to release any information. Ellis is still trying to sue Cardi for assault, battery, and infliction of emotional distress. They reached out to Cardi, but they have no word. And they're like, this girl's trying to get over, trying to get the dollars and the cents. But they're backing Cardi. She didn't do nothing.
Right. I think that's where, I think that's one part people forget about when you become a celebrity. You are a celebrity. Especially when, I'm not going to say that because Cardi obviously got bread. But, you know, when you get to a certain level, especially when you don't want to be like that, be out there and you're trying to keep something private, you have the doctor come to you. Or you go to a private doctor that has a private place where you can go in and go out and you don't have to worry about that. There are places like this, right? But at the same time, some celebrities, they shouldn't have to. Us as people, we got to respect that they are people too. And just because you're in their presence and you want to go viral, you want to get some extra likes on your page because you can say, oh, I was with that in the same presence as that person, sometimes you got to put that on hold. Now, if it was that dude in Mexico, he'd have been like, yeah, take a picture, whatever, whatever, da-da-da-da-da, but that's not the case every time. You dig? Like, even me, there's times like I was with my kids one time and somebody tried to be like, da-da-da-da. I'm like, come on, man. I'm saying eating dinner with my kids. Like, just fall back. When we're done or whatever, whatever, I'll come over, say hi to you. You can take a pic, whatever, whatever. But right now, like, just fall back. And he couldn't understand that. And I had to get a little rough. And as a matter of fact, I just left. I grabbed my kids and we just left. Yeah, I was like, because it's going to get out of hand. We're just going to leave. But this just happened with the baby, with a security guard. I can't remember where it was, and the baby was with his child, and told dude, don't take pictures of me and my kids. Like some people don't be understand. Like, some people's lives be threatened, and you want to take a picture and post exactly where they was? Like, their life can be in danger just because of you trying to take a little simple-ass pic to get some likes.
Yeah.
So I think the lady was wrong for trying to do that. I think she should have been fired, and I think companies should do that. They should put that in their mission statement or their hiring thing, saying if you see a celebrity, you are not to take a picture or video of that person in our establishment while you're working. That's not what you're here for. Because while you playing off over here trying to take pictures, somebody could be robbing us. Putting some things in order.
Absolutely.
While you're over there distracted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Cardi got to remember, though, you are a celebrity. These things are going to happen. You can't go around putting your hands on people and spitting on people. And I think this may be something bad for Cardi. Why? Because, Cardi, you got to remember, when Cardi first started really getting her popularity, people was on her about calling, saying nigga. So if she's over there calling that, like, you nigga, da-da-da, she going to catch some slack from this. She going to need her Cardi warriors to keep her afloat. But, yeah, this might could turn into something bad for Cardi. This could be that spiral turn that goes the wrong way.
Well, by the looks of it, it's almost like they got her back. So probably for this incident, we can't do about the kidnapping incident that, you know, she was involved in around the same time. But it sounds like the company was like, no, the security guard was the one to being the aggressor and, you know, being the angry one. They're saying that, you know, at this very moment, you know, she probably, if you're coming out and you just get through getting the news that you're pregnant and you're getting a checkup, you're not trying to be in there trying to, you know, cuss and spit and clowning. You know, she got caught up, you know, she's got that joyful moment going on because she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So I think when a celebrity says no, you got to respect that no. And sometimes people be like getting an attitude thinking, oh, now you think you better than somebody because you think you did because you can't take the picture of, you know, who you think you are. So it's almost like they get indignant with the celebrity because they don't want to do something on their terms. And how many times do you see that where people be like, oh, you ain't nothing. Oh, you this, you that, because they don't want to take a picture. And I got to say, when Scottie Pippen came to Minnesota, and it was a whole bunch of us, you know, and we saw him, and he was like, no, I don't take pictures. And I got offended. I was like, you ain't all that, motherfucker. You know, you not all that. You take pictures with your fans. But, you know, the older you get, the more you understand he can't. You know, that's his livelihood. If something go down, if something happens, if something goes wrong, and somebody puts a fake picture up, oh, he's trying to do this or trying to do that, give false information, that's his livelihood. So if they posting a picture,
for
oh,
real.
She's pregnant before, you know, she tell her husband or her boyfriend or whoever, that could change her life. Like, pictures nowadays, they change people's lives. It was almost like the story that Jazzy told us yesterday when the lady put up the pictures about the dude and she got killed. We don't know the narrative of someone's life before we trying to go up there and put ourselves in somebody's business and mess somebody else's stuff up. Unless we got permission, we need to fall back. That's even in a relationship that you be with. You know how females be throwing the picture on the Instagram or Facebook? You ain't asked me to put my picture with you. You said take a picture. You didn't say post it to the world. Did I ask you? Did I tell you? Did I let you know it's okay? Like, those are the things that we got to be aware of.
Right. Like, here's an example totally into what you're saying about the pictures. Sometimes you don't know what these people are going to do with these pictures, people. You dig? You do not know what these people are going to do with these pictures. You don't even know that person. Like, I could tell y'all a story about a picture I took with somebody, and it turned to total hell. Started rumors, all kinds of shit, all kinds of fuckery and malice, all behind. I thought it was just a simple picture of people out toasting. That's all I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
We're just all out toasting. Take a pic. Yeah, let's all put pictures up on me so that we had a good night. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Me not knowing the background of that person in the picture with me had me all fucked up. I still deal with the fuckery because of that shit today. So, yeah, so you can't just be mad because da-da-da. Yeah, because you never know who that person is taking that picture and what their plans on doing with it is, whether it's good or bad, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so don't be offended because, yeah, I was like that when Rubio stiffed me. Ricky Rubio that used to play for the Timberwolves. I used to be a big Rubio fan. I tell people, no, just wait. When he get it together, if he can run the court like Sam Cassell, I'm telling y'all, he going to get it in. And then I seen him in public one day, and I had it live. Like, hey, Rubio. He looked right at me. He was all smiling down. I said, hey, Rubio, what's up, bro? He looked right at me, stopped smiling, turned, looked away, and walked right into the club. Like, no. And I'll be honest. Like, after that, I was like, fuck Rubio. You can't speak English anyway. Fuck Rubio. You dig? So sometimes people don't understand, like, in that little moment, you got to show them some type of love or something because it can go from being a number one fan, somebody who's going to promote you, always say good about your name, always spread your talent around, speaking of it, to a demon hating on you.
A crazy
fan. Not wanting you to succeed. Exactly. And that's what I turned it out. Fuck Rubio. Anybody say something about Rubio, fuck him. He can't dribble anyway. You dig? So, but that was just me being weak-minded, and I'm together now. I'm strong-minded again, and but you know, just to try to put that vibration out there, because this probably happens a lot more than people really, really want to admit.
Oh, for sure. Even like I said in a relationship, so I took a picture, and I took a picture with a friend, and he was a male friend, and I swear to God, by the time I got home, because it was posted, this was my man. How long y'all been together? People in my DMs, what? He with you? Da-da-da-da-da. That's he go with such and such. And I'm like, whoa, wait. What you talking about? What picture? Who? I go, who? What? And it's almost like you live with that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you rumors, oh, y'all been together for how long? I ain't with nobody. What is, you just because you see a picture? People can't be in pictures no more.
Right.
Or like if you see a picture, you know, and you got two girls. Oh, you gay now? Is that your girlfriend? I can't take a picture with no girl without, come on. What? So it's crazy. So forever, anybody who thinks that pictures do say 1,000 words, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. So don't post no pictures with me unless I give you permission. Or I'll post them my damn self.
I'm feeling you on that one. So, all right. Okay. Who else we got on the chat block?
All right. So I know you guys are, you know, really caught up with this coronavirus, right? But the question is, when will there be a vaccination for the new coronavirus? So I read this article, and it's a long article, so I'm about to paraphrase it for you guys. So they're proposing a virus for it. Like, they are proposing a virus, you know. They're proposing the vaccination for the virus. However, 75,600 people across the world have contracted disease. 2,122 people, mainly in China. And that's just right now. They're saying this is about to be an epidemic, but the drug and the FDA will not approve the drug here for years. It goes through trials, like it's in a phase 3 trial in China. So China will get the vaccine first. It takes 10 to 15 years before researchers and doctors know for sure if that treatment is safe. It must go through several phases here in the United States on humans, animals first, before they even consider that vaccination to be useful. they'll, and then once it is, they'll have to see the keyword if it'll be successful, and the companies want to spend the money on this. The Food and Drug Administration will say, you'll see, but if it doesn't pass the animals, if it doesn't pass a small testing with humans, if it doesn't pass this within 8 to 12 months, then it'll take years for America to get it. China will get it first. America will get it second. It takes so long, over 12 months, for it to even get here. 12 months. And if it doesn't pass the cycle, it'll take another 12 months. So at that time, within those 12 months, they're not giving out the vaccination to America, but they're giving it out to the Chinese people because they don't have the FDA and all that over there. So they can be cured, and America's people cannot be.
I'll be honest, all I hear is cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. That's the main thing I hear right there. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. Because if it was really a global effort on stopping this before it becomes a catastrophe, a global catastrophe, shouldn't America and China be working together? Put that bullshit aside and work together and get this shit done. But no, no, no. They'd rather try to say who's the first one to get it. Why? Because then they get copyrights to the drug, all this other stuff, why people are dying and doing all these extra things. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I don't get this shit right here. Like, how can... I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, I don't get it. Does anybody else out there, can y'all explain this to us? 563-999-3411. Or tap it to somebody who can. Because this don't make... Where's Dr. Selby? That's right, he passed away. If we had Dr. Selby, he'd cure that shit in 60 days. Where's the Selby family? I know they're trying to keep up with his legacy. That's who we need. We need them, either that or they ain't going to fuck around. I can tell you how y'all can do it right now. Y'all can start on the thing tomorrow. Go find that little African dude that was talking shit to y'all and said his shit is indestructible. Go hang his ass up, drip him, and get the medicine out of him. I'm just saying, I'm playing, y'all. I'm playing. Some of y'all are like, oh, he just went dark on us. I'm playing, but yeah.
But you wrong for that,
crazy.
But you right.
I'm just saying, it's crazy.
You wrong and you
it's
right.
Crazy.
You wrong, but you right. Because there is going to be people, like we said before, whose bodies can get past it. And then there's going to be people who's going to be dying at rapid pace. Just dying.
Right.
Like, what happened? And the thing about it is that they're going on cruises now. And people who are going on cruises, they're getting affected. People who are going on airplanes, they're getting affected. It's airborne. So just imagine you trying to go kick it, enjoy yourself, and you on the plane wondering, looking around, and when you hear a cough, oh, shit, do you got the virus? Am I going to get it? Where you come from? So now you're panicking every time you hit an airplane. You're panicking every time you're going somewhere because you don't know who got what. So once again, it's putting division amongst the people.
Yep.
And, of course, they're going to look at your mom. Because they don't know who Chinese and who's Hmong. And then they're going to look at other people.
House.
Everybody going to be looking all crazy and mad that don't be helping. You know. And then ask the question, what? What? Are you?
Yeah, because that's a whole other moneymaker in itself.
Contact?
The mask.
Yeah. And so who's got the best mask? Who going to do this? Who going to do that? And now people going to be prisoners in their own home. I ain't going nowhere. And it's already sad that some people don't even leave their house. Now they for real not leaving their house. And then who can you sue? Now the airlines is going to get sued because they should know who they're picking up. You know, and so it's like a whole sad, once again, crazy situation that was created by man to destroy man.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that. Well, I drink Budweiser anyway, so I ain't going to get it. I'm just saying. So, y'all have fun with y'all coronavirus.
So you can tape it.
Yep.
That's all. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat for tonight?
Well, damn. Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I guess we'll take a little break and then we'll come back and see what else we got going on. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to play something I haven't played in a long time. I don't know if I even played this. This might got loaded and never spun. I'm not for sure. Because I don't remember playing a song called Throw Your Ass Out.
Huh?
Now, I don't know if this motherfucker, throw your ass out. I don't know if this motherfucker didn't pay rent, this motherfucker got cheating, or somebody trying to twerk.
Or somebody really trying to throw his ass out. We're going to find out, y'all.
We're going to find out. Yeah, this is Duckworth featuring Chanel Trek on a Friday Night Live. Trying to get y'all ready for the weekend. Right. Okay, let's see what it is.
Alright, we live, y'all. Friday night.
It's been a long time. Yeah. And I got a lot of things in my mind. Been a whole damn week. This time is money. I ain't gonna spend my time being cheap. I done gone broke, spending time with the wrong one. Tryna get a lick, although she's sweet like Willy Wonka. I was like a beast, always driven by my hunger. Especially when she dropped her love, went pick it up like Tonka. The ass too fat, Lord. Extend your hands over these two eyes. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do, I think I'm running out of time. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 Once upon a time, I was talking with Tammy. She said, nothing sweeter than a blossom family. I said, you're damn right, that's an awesome family. Now let your flower bloom on the afternoon. 5 hours later, I was walking with Tammy. Down Rodeo Drive, she was looking so fancy. She said, if you love me, you will buy me this loot. Week by time, I said, ooh, I will see you soon. I'm gone, just sure with scapping the song. Trying to penetrate my wallet while you tagging along. I only known you for a week. I met you on the tweet. 140 characters, I think your talk is cheap. You sit in my DMs and said you wanted my physique. I said, I girl, that's cool. I was just looking for a freak. Okay. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do. I think I'm running out of time. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 As time goes to game by, I wish we could.
Been through time, been through time.
Just as sure as the wind blows by, I know I could.
No doubt about it,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
But there's something not right about the way you move.
No, no, no.
phone to take it back. Gotta run another time.
Dude, you're a fucking dweeb.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's go, E.
We are at the end of the show, Miss Unbelievable. We made it
to
another week, Mama. Another week.
Another week.
Right. So, all right, let's see. Next week, make sure you tune in for Monstrous Monday, where we start off the week. We pick up from right here. We try to get y'all ready for the week, give y'all things to talk about the water cooler throughout the week, because ain't nothing like a great conversation with other people. Especially you'd be like, you know what I heard on this podcast last night, what these fools was talking about, and then you can just go in, you know what I mean? And besides, people like it when you tip them onto new things, you know what I mean? I had a lot of friends that be like, I make a lot more, my friends love that I tune them on to your podcast, and you guys really get it in. So make sure you tune your friends and family in, give them something to appreciate you for. Yeah, and hopefully you'll do something great this weekend. Let's see, that's about all I got for the people. You got anything else for the people on our way up out of here?
Yeah, enjoy yourself. The Follow Me Speaks, you can hit me up on www.followmespeaks.com. You can purchase, you can read spoken word, you can enjoy. Yeah, get at me. And tonight I'll be at Queen's Paint. If you're looking to do some painting tonight, she was one of the artists that took over Tuesday. It's going down now at Neon over North. Inbox me if you need the address. I'll get it for you.
Okay. There you go in that order. And don't forget, go to MonstarsRadio.com. 24/7 stream. We got the underground artists mixed with the majors. You can find more stuff about what we do over there. Make sure you check that out. MonstarsRadio.com all weekend long. Enjoy yourself. Have a good night. We out of here. Peace.